Tourism is a bright spot in the Southeast economy. In fact, for the past 2 years, it's been the region's largest private sector industry. Most importantly, unlike mining, fishing, and timber, it shows promise for continued growth. That's why a lawsuit between the cruise ship industry and the city of Juneau has been on the mind of every port community that relies on seasonal tourism. John Binkley is president of Cruise Lines International Association of Alaska, or CLIA, the group that brought the lawsuit against the city and borough of Juneau. He talked about his industry's focus on sustainability, protecting the environment tourists come to see, as well as the quality of life in the communities they visit.
So that we can sustain this industry and this economic engine, really, for Alaska and Southeast for many generations into the future.
The issue at the heart of CLIA's lawsuit is the passenger fees that Juneau collects from cruise companies and uses to pay for tourism infrastructure. Many Southeast port communities rely on a similar tax the state collects directly from passengers. Last month, Judge H. Russell Holland issued a final ruling. He said Juneau could continue collecting passenger fees, but that the revenue must be spent on services that benefit the ships. What that means exactly has already been a source of some debate between CLIA and the city. During a tourism session at the conference, Juneau City Manager Rory Watt tried to reassure other communities that the city and CLIA have a healthy working relationship.
And we were talking last night, we were talking about what's our message today, how do we coordinate our message, till 7 o'clock at night in my office, we actually do try to work together, contrary to our popular belief.
But he admitted that finding a solution both sides agree with isn't easy.
We have a little bit of a technical problem in the exact funding for the services that we provide. We do have some disagreements, for sure. But we were working hard to resolve those.
CLIA and CBJ realized the lawsuit has left other port communities uneasy. Watt and Binkley stuck to the message that they'll continue working together so the tourism industry remains strong. Here's Binkley again.
And I believe that that's what CBJ wants to do as well, to move forward not just for the benefit of CBJ, but all of the communities in Southeast.
An appeal of the judge's ruling could still happen. Last week, the judge granted a joint motion from CLIA and the city extending the deadline. The Juneau Assembly has until March to decide. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.